Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you live today. And we have a very wonderful guest. We're going to be featuring the new CD by Frank Hoogerbeets. And he is coming to us all the way from the Netherlands today. And we're going to be featuring a number of his songs from the Heaven Waits CD, Angel Tune. So how are you doing today, Frank?
Oh, I'm great.
Oh, great. Well, it's great to have you. We were lucky to connect with you. I've been having some trouble dialing Frank's number, and so we were a little worried about that, but we got through just fine. And are you hearing me all right now, Frank?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, I want to mention a few announcements before we read Frank's bio and get into the show. This is, by the way, going to be part of our BBS regular series on Ascension. We have Ascension Lightworkers from all over the world who bring in their messages and their talents to further inform us about what to anticipate in the next few years. So Frank's got an awesome website at Ditrinium. I don't know if I said that correctly. Would you correct me, please, on the pronunciation?
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Is that okay? That
yes.
That way of pronouncing it? Okay. And we're going to get to that in just a minute and feature four of Frank's new songs from his new CD, Heaven Waits or Angel Tune. And you can see that right now if you go to my webpage that we'll be posting, and you can link to information about this show right on BBS, and you can also link directly to his site. I have a few announcements that I want to make before we start into the interview, and that is some very exciting news for those of you that like world travel. I was recently in contact with BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com, and we had been talking off and on for a number of months about possibly having me accompany them on a tour through Greece, and there's going to be a wonderful tour coming up in February through Greece called Greece, A Spiritual Odyssey, Connect to the Gods and Goddesses Within. And some of you may know me as an art history professor, which I am, and I'm going to be coming along and doing some interesting talks on the tour. If you want to explore the heart of Western civilization, the great legacy of the Greek civilization, and also connect with the powerful energies of the archetypes and God and goddesses, this is your chance. As well, I'm going to be doing some sketching and watercolor and instructing in that. And as well, I also channel and will be bringing through messages from spirit. We're going to visit the place of Delphi high up in the mountains there where the ancient oracles used to give prophecy for the entire ancient world, and as well visit the Parthenon. So I will be giving messages along the way. If you're interested in being on the mailing list for the tour through Greece with Body, Mind, Spirit Journeys, please visit www.bodymindspiritjourneys.com and click on Sacred Journeys, and you will find Greece. Or please feel free to send me an email at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. And again, that's dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. So, I'm now going to read the bio of Frank Hoogerbeets, and then we're going to talk about and listen to some of his wonderful music and discuss aspects of ascension with Frank, who is also a channel. And Frank Hoogerbeets was born in the Netherlands on October 26, 1968, in the city of Harlem. In the 70s, he was heavily influenced by ABBA, and he felt a strong desire to write beautiful and inspiring songs. As a teenager, he loved to sing, and still does, and play guitar and write songs. He tried to produce demos and send them to record companies, but this did not prove fruitful. He decided to keep music as a hobby and started to concentrate on numerology because he had a connection with numbers. He says, "I felt them as building blocks of a universal language, and sequences of numbers started speaking to me as codes or messages. I became so obsessed with numbers that during the 90s I started to write several numerology programs for the computer platform. Today I still use my DOS numerology program for analysis. by the end of 2002, I felt like setting up a homepage dedicated to numerology and for those out there interested who would like to share their knowledge. The name Ditranium was born, an acronym for Divine Triangle Numerology. What I didn't know at the time was that this homepage would become much more expanded to the large website it is today with around 400 visits a day. So welcome again, Frank, to our show. It's wonderful to have you on.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. So I've been reading through your website, and it is truly remarkable. You have a wealth of information on there with many collected messages from various channels throughout the world, and the website itself is just really beautiful. And I'm going to give out the website address. Would you help me out on that? It's www.
Yes. And I will spell it then.
Uh huh.
That is D and then I T R I A N U M .org.
.org. Thank you. Okay, I may have said the wrong thing then. I'm glad I asked you for clarity on that. So anyway, now we're going to be featuring Frank's CD shortly coming up, but before we do, I thought I would mention some of the interesting things I found on your site. You're very into ascension energy, and that's kind of what you're putting out here on the website and on the new CD, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your wonderful channel. I really enjoyed reading your various messages that are posted on the site about ascension in the year 2007.
Yes.
I thought that everything that you brought through resonates with a lot of the information I have from the various ascended masters and archangels on ascension, and I just thought it was really well done the way you put together the entire website.
Well, I believe it's a matter of inspiration.
It certainly is a matter of inspiration. You've got a lot of information out there, and people could spend hours just visiting the website. Let me give that to our listeners again, and they can log on as we're listening. And I'll spell it for you again at www.ditranum.org. And there's a large volume of channeling. There's beautiful art. The artwork was stunning on, for instance, the message reaching your next level of existence, which was channeled by you. And
yes,
the artwork is Infinity by Janish Art. Wow, that Infinity is sensational, too. Where do you get all this time to put all this together and organize yourself so well?
Well, I don't have a regular job. Otherwise, I would not be able to maintain the website.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So
you are doing your ascension work then full time.
Yeah. Sort of.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And I felt I had to dedicate all my time to do that. And that's the only way I can set up a website like this. And, you know, it's also the reason why it has grown so much over the years.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying you get 400 visits a day to your website? That is awesome, Frank.
Yeah, between 300 to 400 a day. That's correct.
Yeah, and you probably have to answer a lot of emails, and you have a lot of events and activities over there. Now, you're coming to us from the Netherlands, which is really exciting to have a light worker from Europe come on our show. And from my impression, anyway, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, that a lot of folks in America, at least speaking for myself in this area of America, I'm in the Bible Belt in southern or, you know, mid-Illinois in kind of corn and bean country. We have a lot of people out here that haven't even heard the word ascension. But a lot of our listeners are completely aware of ascension and very tuned into it and can sense the energy. But there's a huge transformation going on our planet that so many people are just waking up to. And, you know, I just want to, on this show anyway, bring out further information about what we can expect with this term ascension and what it really involves. So I was wondering if you could, you know, point us into the right direction a little bit and synthesize a little bit of what you have in your channeling about ascension.
Yes, well, what is going on the planet right now is really a shift of energies. In the past, we were so much focused on our ego, on our personality, because most people only felt that what they saw around themselves was all of reality, you know, that nothing exists outside of that or above
or
below.
Right, 3D paradigm world, yeah.
Exactly, and what is happening now is that there is a shift from ego bias functioning to soul bias functioning. So we become aware, slowly but surely, we become aware that we are not who we thought we were. And I think that's the most important thing to realize at the moment. And those people still holding, trying to hold on to the three-dimensional energies, they become irritated. Their lives will become more chaotic because the energies now entering the planet, they will no longer sustain the three-dimensional world as we have known it.
Yes, so I agree with you. And there are transformational energies coming in from our sun through solar flares, but also through the great central sun. And there, these energies are causing discomfort on the planet to some extent, but they're also causing us to become awakened. And various people are having spontaneous awakenings where suddenly they find they're getting messages, having profound dreams, having physical symptoms. And this is all leading up to this special moment known as Ascension, which will be a humanity-wide event predicted in many of the ancient prophecies to begin in the year 2012. But, you know, no one really knows for sure, but I believe that it will also entail physical changes that it will be very dramatic. And I'm not just talking about Earth changes. You know, I saw in the news this morning some information about another volcano erupting and all these floods. There's some aspect of it that is cleansing, Mother Earth is cleansing, but there's other very positive aspects. So with that in mind, and before we go further into this discussion, I would like to really highlight your wonderful CD today. And so I would like to ask our producer, Don Newsom, if he would please play for us Heaven Waits. And this is from the new CD, written by Frank Hoover Beats and produced by him, as I understand it. And can you pick up the CD online at deantriummedia.com or .org? Welcome back, everyone. You were listening to Heaven Waits by Frank Cougar Beats. Frank, that is a wonderful song. What is the inspiration for the song, and how did you come to write your CD and all your music?
Well, it's kind of a surprise to me as well, because in May I suddenly had this inspiration to write or to produce the CD, and also to write three new songs. And well, because I'd given it up earlier because the demos didn't work in the past, you know, I still wrote some songs because I felt the inspiration now and then. And so suddenly in May I felt very much inspired to put all those songs together and pick out nine beautiful songs, or that I felt comfortable with anyway, and put them on the CD. And Heaven Waits was the first one in June that I felt to write for the CD. And I also felt it would be the title of the CD as well.
Mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And how do you connect Heaven Waits with Ascension?
You know, it's all about we human beings being creators, or maybe more correctly, co-creators. And mm-hmm. the picture that I saw is that heaven is waiting for us to make decisions, to step into the light, to, you know, to be active, and not just to wait until some, like many people have, believed in the past that there would be some messiah or a rescuer, you know. We have to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So heaven is really waiting for us to come, you know. So that's, I think that's what
the song is
all about.
And as I understand it, the idea of ascension is that we are approaching a time when there will be sort of a heaven on earth sort of experience for all of us, and there will be an end to war by about 2012 when this great
Absolutely.
Transition takes place. So, and it's my understanding too that I have from Archangel Michael and Ra, another energy band that's a group soul that I work with, they told me that it would be a physical transition into higher dimensions. So you know, while some people in the third dimension rebel against this kind of an idea, I do feel that there's strong evidence that we will transition into another dimension almost instantaneously, which will be a totally different world, a much like a heavenly type of existence, which I think, you know, Jesus really came and tried to lay the groundwork for all of this and spoke of this, but he spoke in a veiled way. And by the way, I loved your message from the Arcturians about the work of Jesus trying, you know, coming in and trying to bring in the Christ consciousness 2,000 years ago. I resonate strongly with all of your channeling too. It's wonderful work.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, I have a very strong connection with Jesus, or Yeshua, as sometimes called.
Mm-hmm.
And it is true. I think the world we are about to enter, it will be completely different from what we have experienced in the three-dimensional world.
Right. You know, he was talking about... Go ahead, please.
Yeah. And the truth is we are creating this new reality ourselves from our hearts. So if we are able to raise our own energy to a higher level, the world around us will change instantly. So if enough light workers around the planet would be able to... simultaneously be able to raise the energy from their heart, the world would change completely in an instant. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, because there is so much distortion also on the planet, you know, the process is a little bit slower, but I think within the next 4 or 5 years, things will go very quickly, and we will experience a completely different world within a couple of years. Yes.
I think so, too. And I really think the Internet is aiding... the work of all of us as light workers, so that we can get these channelings and this information out to other people who just happen on our websites and find out, oh yeah, wow, this is really interesting, you know. Mm-hmm. And the nicer job that you can do with a website like you've done, with all your beautiful artwork and your fascinating information, makes it even more tangible, because I think a lot of people, when they're moving from, you know, the very grounded 3D consciousness into the higher consciousness, they may be helped by experiences of intuition and that sort of thing, but a lot of people resonate a lot easier with this if there is something like beautiful art or beautiful music to make them understand. It gives them sort of a concrete way to grasp somewhat ethereal concepts that I think Ascension has about it. So anyway, your work is just really wonderful, and when I was surfing your site, personally, I felt that it not only was it beautifully done, but it had a vibration of high vibration of light to it that was just kind of coming in and filling me with a sense of excitement. So it's really beautiful, and I encourage all of our listeners to surf your site. So I saw that you're doing some other things on your site too, with the crystal skulls, and you're having a special workshop, convention, program on that. And I am really interested in that, and I know it relates somehow to Ascension, but I'm fascinated with that, Frank.
Yes, well, as I see it, there are two things in the physical that are very instrumental in helping us ascend to our next level of existence. And these two things are crystal skulls and crop circles. Crop circles because they're geometric patterns. They activate something within us so that we start resonating on higher levels of existence, higher levels of consciousness. And crystal skulls, because of silicium and oxide, the combination of them, crystal skulls, or crystals in general, they are able to hold energy or hold information, but also to harmonize information and amplify information going through them. I have crystal skulls here at home, and I found that when the first one came in my house, the energy in my house changed.
Wow.
It's amazing what they do, and at first I didn't understand, and still I do not fully understand how crystal skulls, how they work, but they are very powerful, and they change your life, and they change life on the planet for all of us. And
mm-hmm.
if you realize that about 40% of the Earth's crust consists of crystals and silicium combinations, you know, we live on a beautiful planet.
You know, they're so beautiful and so intriguing, and I've read about them through another lady who wrote a book called Atlantis Rising, and I believe that she said in her book that these crystal skulls go all the way back to Atlantean times, and that they may have some extraterrestrial origin or something about them that's very linked to the Syrians. I don't know. She was writing through channeled material from the Syrians, but she said there were 13 of them, and that when all of them were gathered together, they were placed in secret caves and everything with the fall of Atlantis. And when this is all brought together, that this bringing these crystal skulls together is going to cause some activations in terms of our DNA activation. So they're very mysterious, very powerful, and I don't understand how they became carved because they're so perfect. And, you know, you can't really carve crystal, as far as I know, without using, like, a diamond the way you would, you know, the way diamonds are created. I mean, you have to use something really hard to carve that crystal. So the technology that must have created these has to be beyond what we can do.
Yes, that's true. Well, I know the story, and from what I know, there are ancient crystal skulls, and they are, well, very old, and we don't know when they came into existence and even how they came to our planet. I personally believe they came here with the help from people from the Pleiades or other extraterrestrial civilizations. Then there are old crystal skulls from, say, let's say, 200-300 years old, and then we have the new crystal skulls. They are newly carved, mostly in Brazil, with the help of diamond tools, that's true. But the very ancient crystal skulls, from what I know, they were made with the help of sound and hair. Now, that's a method. I don't know how they do that or how that is done, but that's what I heard, and it was a BBC documentary about crystal skulls somewhere in the 90s.
Well, it sounds like you have a fantastic workshop coming up on the crystal skulls, and that's going to be November 18th, and that's going on in Holland, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
In Rotterdam.
In Rotterdam, did you say?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's true.
Boy, I would love to come to that, but, you know, that's just a week or two away. You are doing some wonderful, exciting work. It sounds to me like a lot of people in your country are turned on to this kind of thing and know about it. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. There are, someone told me not so long ago that there are, this is such a small country, and there are 16 million people living in this small country, and so many people of them are light workers. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I meet many light workers here in this small country. I don't know why they gathered here together, but probably it must have a meaning. I don't know.
Well, you're certainly doing your job, Frank, and it's so wonderful to have you on our show and highlight another person. It's like we're kind of connecting all these light workers all over and creating more of a grid for the light to come down each time somebody's in a particular place. And I was told that being here, even in this place that seems kind of desolate of light work, that I'm doing my job in holding the light and creating kind of a vortex where I am. So I'm sure you're doing your job there because, you know, the expansion of your site. I was thinking maybe we'd want to play another musical piece, and I thought maybe we'd play the Gate of the 999, and then we'll talk about that when we're done listening. So, Don, if you're listening, we'd like to play Gate of 999 from the CD Heaven Waits by Frank Hoogerbeats.
Still there.
And we're back on The Peaceful Planet. You were listening to The Gate of 999 by Frank Hoogerbeats on the CD Heaven Waits. That is a wonderful song. I wanted to ask you, Frank, how did you come to write and produce all of this?
Okay, I didn't hear your question.
Yeah, I was wondering how you got, you were able to produce your CD, and I know you said you did it solo and without the help of any other major people. I was just wondering what the process was like for you.
Well, I was inspired to do it, and I've tried some of it in the past, and just using a computer, and there are so many sophisticated programs to make music nowadays. It's not really that difficult. The only thing is, in the past, I was not so inspired to really produce and to arrange the music I wrote, but now I was, and it was a surprise to me as well. It was a revelation.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm always glad that people can move into their own creative expression, since a lot of the music we're doing on this show as well is being inspired by John Lennon and George Harrison through the mediumship of Bob Murray, but I've been working on the lyrics for a long time. But I know that you had one song on the CD that you felt some inspiration coming in from John Lennon. And I apologize, I don't seem to have it in our repertoire of songs. It's called Twin Flame Reunion. I just love the song. And tell us about the inspiration on that.
Yes, well, when I wrote the song, really when I write songs, I do it within about two or three hours, because that's how strong the inspiration is. But with that particular song, Twin Soul Reunion, I was working one day, and then I just heard these words, Twin Soul Reunion. So I wrote them down, and then I felt, okay, this is probably going to be a new song. And then I laid it to rest for a few days, and then one day I picked it up, and, you know, within 2-3 hours, the song was finished. And when I started rehearsing the song with my guitar, then at one point I felt this inspiration or this connection with John Lennon. I saw him. Now, I never heard the Beatles or never listened to it, and I don't have a record of the Beatles, nor from John Lennon, but I saw him standing on the roof with the Beatles. I must have seen a clip somewhere, sometime, and I saw John Lennon with long hair, and I saw him playing, and that was the connection that I felt so strong when I was playing the song. So then I felt a strong connection with John Lennon, and I was blown away, because I never thought it possible to have a connection with him.
Yeah, well, I was really surprised when he came in to me and started giving me the lyrics to the songs. It was actually a simultaneous thing that happened between Bob Murray and I. Bob Murray had been channeling in some tunes from John, and then John started giving me the lyrics to the tunes that Bob was getting, and this was all at the same time, but I didn't know about Bob's project because he hadn't advertised it. So, you know, John is working on the other side and still working. Now he's working with George, and they're just producing the most marvelous songs, and I'm still looking for a way to get those songs sung and produced and put out on some kind of a CD. Bob has some downloads that are available from his site, and for those of you that are listening, want to check it out, it's at thestarstillshine.com, and that's with two S's. But, you know, it's wonderful that you're also feeling that connection to John, and I verify that song sounds to me a lot like Lennon's style. And I know for a fact that a lot of the lyrics that I've been writing are not something I could be making up. You know, they're completely playful and sound like the Beatles. But it's even more interesting that you had no interest in the Beatles and then suddenly you're connecting with him. He connects with people all over the world. I know that. I've had other artists on my show who feel that their work is inspired from John. So John is wanting to put his music and lyrics out there. But the Twin Soul Reunion, I mean, tell us a little bit about that for those people listening who haven't heard about the Twin Souls and the reunions that are going on. And I really loved your lyrics, by the way, too. So just kind of give us an idea.
Yeah, well, Twin Souls, it's the concept of two souls being one while not in the physical, and then coming down into the physical, they have to separate into two individuals. And then when you meet your twin soul on this planet, you know, something happens to you. You can't explain what happens. And in the past, the energies on the planet were quite low, so it was, most of the time, it was not even possible for those two twin souls to work together in the physical, because they were opposite in energy. They had to be this law of nature in a low-density environment. But it's the fact is, from the moment we became individuals on the planet, we were searching for our twin. And first, we started looking outside ourselves. So we had many relationships. Some were very helpful, and well, all of them were helpful because they help us to grow. We help each other to grow. But at the end, and I think especially at this time we are living in right now with the ascension process going on, we meet all kind of soulmates. And it's not just twin soul, but it's the soul family coming together. And I've met some beautiful persons in the last year, and that made me, made me write this song. I was inspired to do something about twin soul reunion. So it's not just about twin souls, it's also about soul families or soulmates.
Exactly. Well, you know, I do an ascension study group, and in the group last night, we were doing some extensive discussion of a past life that I remember, and I started getting regression because I wasn't consciously remembering my past lives, but found out that I was in the Egyptian time period with Akhenaten, and I was one of his daughters. And because I teach art history, I started getting these slides, you know, looking at artwork online of Akhenaten and the daughters and so on, and I was in this quandary because I was given the name that I had back then too, and I can look it up on an art history slide. I mean, there's nothing weirder than going and finding yourself in another incarnation in art history, you know. But it's great, and I always felt a connection to Egypt and Rome, and then more recently I found out I was honored to be in a past life with Jesus too. So, you know, and some of the people in my group, of all things, also remember past lives in the same incarnation in both Egypt and then again in the incarnation with Jesus. So this is absolutely true that, you know, if you are working on your ascension and you are feeling a little isolated and sort of out there, have mm-hmm. heart, because it will happen by virtue of the extraordinary times that we're living in, that you will probably meet up with your twin flame if they're alive on the planet at this time, and you will most likely, or more likely, I should say, meet up with extended families of people. And when you recognize them, when you meet up with them, there's just this instant sense of recognition, and things will start to happen in synchronicity, and lo, woe, and behold, you know, you find out that, oh, yeah, you had lifetimes together, and you know this. It's just a feeling. There's no way to get around it. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when that happens, like you said, it just happens. You cannot ignore it. And if this is not something from the mind, with your thoughts, you can probably not comprehend what happens. It's a synchronicity, mm-hmm. and you can only feel it from your heart center. Your heart speaks, literally.
Well, I know, and it's just such a wonderful feeling, you know. I've connected with two individuals, and then the whole thing of the twin flame, you know, that's something interesting too, because apparently connecting with your twin flame will, you know, enhance the ascension right now. And in the group that I was working with last night, this friend of mine who learned to channel from me brought in a wonderful message from Archangel Metatron on why it's important right now to connect with your twin flame. And Archangel Metatron is the kind of the head of the archangels and the voice for God, as it were. So this was a really important message. I don't have it typed out or I'd share it right now, but we're really here to talk about you and your work with ascension. It's just so marvelous. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, have you had the experience of meeting up with your twin flame, or have you met others that have had that experience?
Well, last year I met a woman, and I don't know if she's my twin flame, but she must be very close, because since I met her, I met her physically, and we don't live together. She lives on the other side of the country, and that's probably for a good reason. But what I found out is that I have a very strong telepathic connection with her. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it happened from the moment I met her, and it's still there. So these are kind of things that, you know, they come awake when you meet persons like that.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody, you know, with the love songs that are out there all the time, and everybody is always looking for the perfect soulmate, and, mm-hmm. you know, we're programmed to believe that that exists, you know, but I think it comes from this deep longing for the other person who really is kind of a replica of us. we're looking for our other half, you know. And it's really true, and these are extraordinary times in which we live. So that's also a wonderful song, and it's on Heaven Waits. And see, we're kind of almost at the conclusion of our interview, but there's just so much more that we could really, really cover. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that you... Oh, I wanted to ask you about the artwork, because I love the crystals that you have on your CD cover, and how you get all this artwork. Are you working with other artists, or...?
Yes. There's a particular person also here in the Netherlands. He makes pictures from crystal skulls, and then he kind of makes an artistic work of it, and I felt inspired to call him in June and ask if he would like to make a picture for the CD, the CD cover. And he agreed immediately, and the inspiration was flowing. And then later that evening he called and the picture was already finished. So that's how it works.
Wow.
And this guy, Jan Custers, he's internationally known, and he has some beautiful pictures also on my... I have them also on my website. And there are other artists as well, like... this guy also here in Holland who makes some artistic pictures from crop circles, Janos, as he is called, and he is inspired by the Arcturians. And these are also on my website. And these people, they call me, and they found my website, and then they allow me to put those pictures on the website. So, yeah.
I think that's wonderful, because as an artist myself, I'm very impressed with the quality of the work. And I love the cover on Heaven Waits, and it looks like kind of crystal planets or crystal earths or something. It's really intriguing.
Yeah,
you know, was it partially digital or was it completely a watercolor, or do you know the media?
No, it was there were real crystal orbs involved, and he took pictures of real crystal orbs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're real crystal
orbs, huh?
Yeah. And then because he had them because that was the picture that I saw, so I called him and I asked I would like something with crystal orbs. And then he said, well, that's funny, because just 2 days ago I received some.
Wow.
If you talk about synchronicity, it was beautiful.
I'll say. So he received some, so they're actual crystals that are carved into a circle, into a 3D circle, and then he photographed them and then used them?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love the art on your site. Now, let's get into a little bit on the crop circles. I know we could have a whole conversation on that, but, you know, I believe they are extraterrestrial in origin, and I believe that they're being done by higher dimensional beings who are just kind of saying hello. And the geometry and the mathematics involved in them is so phenomenal. But apparently there's a great deal of energy that they convey as well.
Yeah. Know from the crop circles is that they are made by the Arcturians, because they are masters in geometry, and there are many people have witnessed light balls hovering over the land and making these crop circles.
Right.
And there's over the years the geometry patterns have become more and more complex,
and I believe they
activate something within our consciousness, because consciousness can be measured by geometry, by sacred geometry. These are entirely new concepts for humanity, but they trigger something, and they help raising the energy. They help raising our consciousness. So, yeah.
Well, I had an art student that I've known most of my life, a darling art student, come into my class last January, and we somehow got onto the topic of that, or whatever, maybe it was just whether there was alien life on the planet, and she said that she had the opportunity to stand in the middle of one of these crop circles, and this is a lady from a really conservative background, you know, and she said that there was this energy, and she felt really dizzy and weird and just incredible. She said she felt they had to be made by some other extraterrestrial origin. They're just too weird, you know. And it was very powerful for her. So, boy, we could really just go on and on, couldn't we, Frank?
Yeah, we could.
There's so much to talk about, and I'm so glad I met you. And I hope one of these days I get to actually run into you at one of your light work workshops, or you know, keep in touch through email. And I want to put out.
I would like it very much.
Yes, me too. I also want to say I feel a connection to you, like maybe there's a soul family connection somewhere. That I felt that instantly when I was on your website. And so I don't know, but we'll have to talk more about that. I want to highlight your website for our listeners again and ask you to go there as we close out this interview at www.ditrinium, and it's ditrinium.org. And also want to, mention my website for those of you that are interested. You can visit www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. I do channel Princess Diana, and I also do artwork of her that is channeled or inspired. And I have many more messages from the Ascended Masters and Archangels and other dimensional beings also on the site index if you're interested in more messages. So anyway, Frank, it was really a pleasure to have you, and we're going to close out with one of your other songs.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was really wonderful to talk with you, and good luck in all of your work.
Okay. I was so glad to be there.
Okay. Glad to meet you, too. I'm so glad we could get this phone connection to work, too. So
yeah.
If you'd like to close out with the song Hold Tight by Frank Hooger Beats, and his new CD is Heaven Waits, we invite all of our listeners to visit his site, and we thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet. We're going to close out for today. And enjoy the song.
I could be with you, no time, no space, words they linger inside my heart. Not one moment would it break apart, not one time. I could be without this moment, would you mind? Follow my heart, there's a road, there is love. There's a road along the way, a smile upon your face, hold tight. And I've nowhere to stay, but love finds its way, hold tight. There is love that embraces you. No one can change the course of life. What we ever do, we know how to survive. Hear them whisper inside your heart. There is love that gives all who's apart. Hear them say words again. Understand what they say to me. What we are, what we choose in every moment. There's no harm left alone as we walk down the